Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has detained 10 offenders with previous criminal records who are in the U.S. illegally. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says the 10 reported as citizens of Mexico, Guatemala, Cuba, Somalia, and Ethiopia were turned over to ICE as part of the 287G program, which allows designated KBI personnel to perform immigration enforcement under ICE supervision.
ICE is very busy, especially under President Trump. And so this is where Section 287G comes in so handy. We in Kansas have a special concern for the safety of Kansans. And as a result, the KBI took the initiative to say, look, let's look at the list of all of these dangerous individuals and see if any of these individuals are in the country illegally.
Under the terms of the agreement, a limited number of KBI agents received ICE training, authorizing the agents to serve and execute warrants for some immigration violations and to issue immigration detainers. North Carolina's governor is speaking out after immigration agents made dozens of arrests in his state over the weekend.
North Carolina Governor Josh Stein is accusing the Trump administration of stoking fear in the state's largest city after an immigration enforcement surge in Charlotte.
Targeting American citizens based on their skin color, racially profiling and picking up random people in parking lots.
The Democrat criticized the crackdown on illegal immigration on X. The Department of Homeland Security says agents arrested more than 130 people over the weekend, claiming in addition to being in the U.S. illegally, many also had violent criminal histories or were gang members. The Trump administration has cracked down on illegal immigration in several communities nationwide, often leading to protests. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A man was injured when a car plunged into the Little Arkansas River Monday afternoon near 21st and Burns in North Wichita. Police Sergeant Jordan Edison says first responders pulled that man from the vehicle. He was unresponsive and listed in critical condition.
A single vehicle went off the roadway and into the river, flipped over and was submerged under the water. Fire rescue showed up and attempted to extricate the person out of the vehicle. They were eventually able to get him out. And they were transported to a local hospital by Sedgwick County EMS.
Investigators believe speed may have been a contributing factor in the crash. An inmate has died at the Sedgwick County Detention Facility. Deputies found the inmate Sunday morning, and medical personnel immediately performed life-saving measures. The 72-year-old inmate was taken to a Wichita hospital where he was pronounced deceased. The KBI is investigating. A Wichita woman died, and two children were hospitalized following a weekend crash in Butler County Saturday night near Benton. The driver, 27-year-old Harley Wright, left a family event with two children and was headed to El Dorado. Investigators say it appears Wright's car had rolled and ejected her and the children, ages 5 and 6. Wright was pronounced dead at the scene. The process for selecting a new Wichita City manager moves forward. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News, the three finalists will be interviewed tonight at Botanica, hoping to succeed Robert Layton, who is retiring. Wu says the job's a big one.
Managing 3,000 employees in 16 departments, and will work very closely with the city council as the council makes the policy decisions, and then the city manager carries out those policy decisions. So these three candidates come from two external candidates and one internal candidate.
Each candidate will host a 40-minute forum at Botanica today from 5:30 to 9 p.m. Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning show here on KNSS. KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Came right down to the final minute last night in Manhattan. K-State men's basketball team will tell you all about what happened coming up in sports.
Two men shot in Hutchinson Monday night. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Two men were injured in a shooting that prompted a heavy police response Monday evening to a neighborhood in Hutchinson. Police say there were two calls from scenes on West 19th Street and 19th and Monroe. Both men were hospitalized. As of late Monday night, the area was described as still a very active scene. President Donald Trump highlighted legislative work during his administration to help make America more affordable.
McDonald's owners and operators heard President Trump praise opportunities he says have created jobs for American workers, using the iconic fast food corporation as the example. The president highlighted the tax cuts of the One Big Beautiful Bill that he said can create what Americans need.
An economy where everyone can win, from the cashier starting her first job to a franchisee opening his first location to the young family in a drive-through line.
He also referred to promised policies of no taxes on tips, overtime, and Social Security as a means for Americans of every age group to hopefully get ahead financially. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
President Trump wants Republicans in Congress to move on from the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
In a reversal, President Trump is now giving his okay for House Republicans to support a bill requiring the Justice Department release all of its files on convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
What I just don't want Epstein to do is detract from the great success of the Republican Party.
The president says he would sign the legislation, noting the Justice Department has already handed over 50,000 pages of documents to a House committee. At the same time, the president is directing the Justice Department to look into connections between Epstein and prominent Democrats. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Outrage in Michigan Monday after an education official's response to the question, how many genders are there?
Deputy State School Superintendent Sue Carnell answering, different people have different beliefs on that. Her answer, posted on social media, has gone viral, resulting in a slew of comments about the state of education in Michigan. Carnell says state guidelines hold that by the end of the eighth grade, students should be able to identify their gender. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
In traffic right now, a couple of traffic accidents. So you're going to want to watch out here. One of them, an injury accident at Central and Hydraulic. Central and Hydraulic, so watch out around that area. We've also got the report of a hit-and-run accident near Harry and Rock Road. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, it's into the cool and quiet morning. Temperatures today a tiny bit milder than yesterday. A high of 67 degrees with some lighter winds and mostly sunny skies. As we enter the overnight hours, temperatures will fall into the low 40s with few passing clouds. And then heading into your Wednesday, looking at clouds gradually increasing. Temperatures still mild in the upper 60s, but then watching for thunderstorms to develop heading into Wednesday night and even more rain expected heading into Thursday afternoon and Friday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
And now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, 47 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesday, November 18th, a mostly sunny, breezy day across south-central Kansas. Monday, Wichita's high was 77 degrees, normal high for the date, 56. And that was yesterday. And again, today is a Steve and Ted Show number 7,059. It was on this date in 1978, Jim Jones, leader of the People's Temple religious community that he'd formed in the 1950s, and some 900 of his followers died this day in Guyana in a massive act of murder-suicide known as the Jonestown Massacre. They lined up, obviously by the hundreds, men, women, and children, and drank the Kool-Aid that was laced with poison. Terrible, terrible day. But there he is, 1978. Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. And Honda Motor says it will begin gradually resuming normal operations at its North American vehicle assembly plants from Monday, a sign that production disruptions from a shortage of Nexperia chips are easing. So Honda having some problems at the factory with no chips. Japan's second biggest automaker halted output at its Mexico plant on October 28th and adjusted production at factories in the U.S. and Canada from October 27th because of the chip issues. That's all it takes, a shortage of one chip, and you're in big trouble. All right. A night out at a pizzeria led to an Idaho man breaking the Guinness World Record for the most bowling balls carried on a unicycle. David Record Breaker Rush, who has broken more than 300 Guinness World Records, said he was eating with his family at Uncle Bob's Pizza in Meridian when a highlight reel of unusual world records was on the TV screens and it caught his attention. Rush investigated the record and found that he had to ride his unicycle for at least 10 seconds while carrying at least 6 bowling balls. Yeah, that could be tough because bowling balls are...
Yeah.
How do you carry them? Just cuddle them, just, you know, pull them into your chest, I guess, and wrap your arms around them as best you can. Well, he managed to take the record by carrying 7 bowling balls while riding his unicycle for the required amount of time, 10 seconds.
Now, here's the question I was wondering, though. Did he, you know, go smart and go like 8-pounders, or did he have, you know, 6 big, you know, 12-pound bowling balls? How'd that work out?
Well, it's the number of balls. It's not the weight, though.
Well, that's why you probably want to go with the lighter ones then.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, this guy, he does it all the time. He competes for world records.
Yeah, he has a lot of, you know...
time.
A lot of excess time and a lot of money. It costs a lot of money to break a Guinness World Record.
All right. KNSS is teaming up with Napoli, or is it Napoli? Napoli. Italian restaurant eatery for the regional tour of Italy dinner. Each month, Napoli features a new Italian region with an exclusive dinner experience you don't want to miss. Well, I love Italian food. Enter now at knssradio.com for your chance to win a pair of passes. Enter this month and dine next month at Napoli's regional tour of Italy dinner event. Napoli located at 7718 East 37th Street North here in Wichita. And on this 18th day of November, I'd like to once again say happy birthday to my grandson, Nolan, our first grandson. We have 7 grandchildren all total, and he was the first one to come along. And when my wife remembers that day because she was in the basement and the phone rang to tell her that she had a grandson. And as she's coming up the stairs, she stumbled and broke 3 of her toes.
Ow.
Yeah. But from then on, it's just been quite a nice event.
Other than that, Nolan's been fine.
Yeah, Nolan's been fine. 8:16.
Say, speaking of birthdays real quick, something I've missed, mostly because I've been really busy in some of my other duties here that don't have anything to do with Steve and Ted or being on the air, but I've missed a lot of time on the show recently. And so I kind of missed being able to say happy birthday to both of my brothers and my sister-in-law.
Wow.
You
got a list piled up there.
Well, it was all over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And so, my brothers, Lynn and Ken, and then Lynn's wife, my lovely sister-in-law, Rachel, her birthday was, I think hers was Sunday, is how that worked out.
Grouped them all together, huh? That's
interesting. They're all kind of grouped together like that, yeah.
How about that? All right. Well, happy birthday to you all. It's coming up on 8:17, Steve and Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. Ted Woodward taking a much-needed day off, and Chad Chambers has slid over onto the sports desk this morning. Right, Chad?
That's right, and we had K-State men's basketball last night, Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan, the Wildcats hosting Tulsa. Wildcats leading at halftime, not by much, 39-34, but Tulsa really poured on the offense in the second half. Had an 83-78 lead, 48 seconds left on the clock, but K-State's P.J. Haggerty was at the free throw line. He hit both of his free throws. The Wildcats would then force 2 turnovers, while Haggerty and David Castillo both scored on the fast break. K-State then stopped Tulsa's last-ditch attempt and came away with an 84-83 win. Haggerty led K-State with 31 points, 10 rebounds. Forward Kamari McGriff added 13. Castillo had 12. K-State improves to 4-0, and they have a whole day to enjoy that win because Thursday night they face off against Mississippi State, another game there in Manhattan. So only a day to celebrate that win. But, they got a very narrow win over Tulsa. KU men's basketball team is in New York tonight, of course, for the State Farm Champion Classic. They face the number 5 Duke Blue Devils. I don't know if it gets any more classic than KU versus Duke. Duke leads the all-time series 8-7, but Kansas has won the last two. They've won 5 of the last 6 against Duke, dating back to 2013. Kansas has won 5 straight and 8 of its last 9 championship classic games. The Shocker men facing their first road matchup tonight at Boise State, the first ever matchup between the Shockers and the Broncos. Wichita State's offense has been lethal from three-point range over the last couple of games. The Shockers hit a new school record 16 three-pointers in that win over Loyola Chicago on November 13th. They also committed only 2 turnovers in that game, and that's also tying a single-game record for fewest turnovers. We've got, of course, that one is on 103.7 KEYN at 7:30 tonight. Tune in for WSU men's basketball, the Shockers at Boise State. Tonight at 6 over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH, it is the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Kansas City coming off of a loss in Denver. Wichita State women's basketball team at home tonight hosting Southeast Missouri State. The Shockers are 1-3 on the season. This will be only the 3rd matchup that they've had with the Redhawks. Week 11 of the NFL season wrapped up last night in Las Vegas.
The Cowboys played their first game since defensive end Marshawn Nealon was found dead of an apparent suicide earlier this month, and Dallas came out locked in. The Cowboys easily took care of the Raiders 33-16 on Monday Night Football, with quarterback Dak Prescott throwing 4 touchdowns to 4 different receivers.
Only the 2nd Dallas penalty of the game. Backs him up 5. Prescott able to step into it. It's got Pickens. Good move. Nice cutback and a touchdown.
Sound courtesy of ESPN as George Pickens finished the game with 144 yards receiving, and the Cowboys moved to 4-5-1 on the year. For the Raiders, Pete Carroll's first season in Las Vegas continues to be a struggle. The Raiders are now 2-8 and have lost 8 of their last 9. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
The Wichita Thunder announced yesterday that goaltender Matt Davis has been loaned to Wichita. Davis was called up to the San Jose Barracuda last week. He has been in goal for the Thunder in 9 appearances this season. He's 2-5-1-1 with a 2.67 goals against average and a shutout. The Thunder continue a 6-game road trip on Friday against Toledo at the Huntington Center. And that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning. Sports, of course, is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation, located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives that they touch.
Keeping it with a Hannity Morning Minute. Anger among congressional Democrats. That's coming up with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. 8:29 here on this Tuesday morning. 3 big things are coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, though, we have partly cloudy sky and 47 degrees. A Kansas man died in a weekend crash in Cowley County, northeast of Winfield. 38-year-old Kyson Scott of Gouda Springs was killed when his car crashed into a bridge railing Sunday afternoon. Now, a passing semi-truck driver stopped and used chains to secure the vehicle to prevent it from falling over the edge of the bridge. Scott died at the scene. Wichita police discovered a suspicious device while conducting an inventory at the evidence building in the 400 block of North Waco. Inside a stolen trailer that was recovered Monday morning, officers found a container with a suspicious device and evacuated the area. Police spokesman Andrew Ford says the inventory was part of a routine procedure.
The inventory is so that they can see if there are any potential owners that they can be able to contact or identify to contact and get the property back to those owners.
Following a closer examination, no threat was found. An Indiana homeowner is charged in the deadly shooting of a house cleaner who mistakenly arrived at his house.
62-year-old Kurt Anderson has been charged with voluntary manslaughter and could face up to 30 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if convicted. Officers found Maria Florinda Rios Perez de Velasquez dead on the front porch of the home in Whitestown, a suburb of Indianapolis, November 5th. They say the Guatemalan immigrant was part of a cleaning crew who went to the wrong house just before 7 a.m. Her husband, who was with her, told media outlets someone fired through the front door and that he didn't realize she was shot until she fell back into his arms bleeding. Anderson's attorney posted on X that he was disappointed prosecutors charged his client and said Anderson had every reason to believe his actions were justified. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Indiana is one of 31 states with a Stand Your Ground law that permits homeowners to use deadly force to stop someone they believe is trying to unlawfully enter their home. Police say there's no evidence Rios entered the home before she was shot. A man has been charged in the death of a celebrated football coach.
27-year-old Cedric Irving has been charged with murder in the shooting death of legendary former football coach John Beam.
That is 25 to life for the murder and 25 to life for the use of the gun during the course of that crime. So this is a 50 to life crime.
That was Alameda County District Attorney Ursula Jones Dixon speaking on Monday. Beam died Friday after being shot on the campus of Laney College, a junior college in Oakland, California. Beam, who was featured in the Netflix series Last Chance U, had been serving as the school's athletic director after retiring from coaching last year. According to the Laney College website, Beam coached over 20 players during his career who went on to play in the NFL. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
A judge orders the release of a massive 20,000-page Seton Hall University sex abuse report.
The internal report documents clergy abuse at the Catholic school, but it was kept hidden from survivors for years. The report says Seton Hall President Joseph Riley failed to properly investigate claims, a violation of federal Title IX funding laws. The judge ruling the report is not privileged and has given the university 30 days to release it. No comment from Seton Hall. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
One person critically injured as a car plunges into the Little Arkansas River in North Wichita.
Two.
Federal agents detain nearly 200 immigrants suspected of crimes in Charlotte, North Carolina. Another 200 detained in San Antonio.
One.
Kansas Bureau of Investigation rounds up 10 illegal immigrants with criminal records. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And traffic right now, we've got the report of a stalled out vehicle. Watch out, eastbound Kellogg, and it is between the Central Business District and Washington. Watch for a bit of a slowdown there. And we've had the report of they reported it to a hazmat crew. They were saying it was a odd odor, and it was on Oliver, just a little ways north of Kellogg is the area that they sent a hazmat crew out to check on an odor in the area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Patchy fog, then mostly sunny today with a high of 66 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 42. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny and a high again of 66 degrees. Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 47 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading is underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is way, way down, 413 points. S&P's down 47, and the NASDAQ is off by 233 points as we begin the trading day on Wall Street. Now the look at the local business news, the Wichita Business Journal, and Kirk Seminoff with the day off, and I'm filling in this morning on the desk. The Greater Wichita Partnership has hired its first chief operations officer, a role aimed at advancing new opportunities for economic growth in the region. After working as director of special projects at the partnership from 2015 to 2017, Craig Bay will be rehired to fill the COO position starting at the beginning of 2026. That's according to a news release from the organization. Bay is currently serving as COO of Kyoto Yushi, Wichita, USA, Incorporated, overseeing manufacturing, logistics, and organizational growth. A longtime trailer and truck bed manufacturer has expanded into Newton with plans to ramp up production and double its revenue by the end of the decade. Hillsboro Industries CEO Mike Gerken recognized the need for a second manufacturing facility when the company could no longer meet its growing customer demand for livestock trailers. Hoping to double the company's revenue to $50 million by 2030 and recognizing the limitations of the labor market in Hillsboro, Gerken said he began scoping out locations for a second site along I-135 before landing on a 30-acre plot of land in Newton. Hillsboro Industries has about 85 employees and expects to see the company add 50 jobs in the next 5 years. And brothers Marty and Ron Corneo are setting up a shop in northeast Wichita. The prominent Wichita businessmen are in the process of renovating and expanding an old building for their development and investment firm, Corneo Holdings, LLC. After Corneo Holdings acquired the building at 3445 North Webb, which previously housed LifeSave Medical Transport, the brothers and business partners got to work on a revitalizing the property. They searched for a space across Wichita, but liked the location of the Webb property the most. It sits directly across from Jabara Airport in a large commercial corridor north of K-96. And that's local business news this morning for the Wichita Business Journal, brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. And it's coming up on 8:54 here on this Tuesday morning. Let's see. Oh, it's National Princess Day. I don't expect you, Jad, to have much to do with this.
Day, huh?
Yeah, just about everyone has a favorite princess, real or fake, and dreams of being treated like one, at least for a day.
Okay.
A dream is a wish your heart makes, you know, and it's time to make that wish come true. Well, my daughter was a princess, and I've got some princesses in my granddaughters. They like to dress up in those little costumes, and it's just a little fun pretend thing to do. That's all right. Princesses. How about that? Okay. Mm. Also, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Mickey.
Yep. As you were talking about in the blur, we've talked about this morning, it was on this date in 1928 that Mickey first became a cartoon character. Disney put him on the screen, and same day, Minnie Mouse was brought on, too. So Mickey and Minnie both having a birthday today. And, of course, she is best known as Mickey's girlfriend, but she's also friends with Daisy Duck and Clarabelle Cow. The cartoons back in the day. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Happy birthday this morning to my grandson, Nolan, who's turning 26 years old today.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, he was born in the last century. Yeah. About 2 weeks after my dad died, Nolan was born, and my daughter was nice enough to give Nolan my dad's name, middle name. So he's Nolan Mark.
Oh, cool.
And he never met his great-great-granddad, but he is a lot like him in many ways. It's good. It's been fun to watch Nolan grow up, become a grown man, go out and do his thing in the world. We'll be celebrating later today. And happy birthday to Nolan Thumble, my grandson. Glenn Beck program coming up here on KNSS. Trump urges Republicans to vote to release the Epstein files. They'll be talking about that. And our news at the top of the hour, KBI roundup, 10 illegals as crime suspects. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash Show, news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Jack Collier was...